The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's program possible. Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. Amazing. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, your exercise, and medication decisions. All those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and a lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Thanks, Dexcom, for being our partner.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Why do we keep having Domestic Violence Awareness Month? We've been having it for years. Why do we keep doing that and then never actually do anything about it? Why are women being murdered every day at the hands of their, quote, intimate partner? Very often, the perpetrators having a rap sheet as long as my arm. Why are these guys, and sorry guys, but it typically is the man, sometimes the female is the aggressor, why do they keep getting right back out from behind bars? I covered the case of Kiara Hudson. She even had videos of her being beaten by the perp, Adam Benefield. He then tracks her down on the way to dropping the children off at school. She's so afraid she's wearing a bulletproof vest. He rams into her car, comes out with a shotgun, and shoots her dead with the children in the back seat. He had so many convictions under his belt. Why was he walking free? Well, guess what? It's happened again. So Congress, you can take your domestic awareness label and put it where the sun don't shine. And I'm saying that nicely, in a loving and caring way, until you do something about it. Don't give me a proclamation that you're naming a month after it. If you're going to allow the violence to continue on women and mothers all across this country. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us here at Fox Nation and Sirius XM 111. Julian Chavez. May he rot in hell. You know where I'm going with this. Take a listen to our friend Randy Wallace at Fox 26.
Here's a breaking bond first. Chavez actually did time in jail and was convicted of four misdemeanors while still on bond for the felony charges.
He did time in the county jail four times while on bond, and yet was still allowed to remain on bond and still allowed to be put back in the community to make her life a living hell.
Chavez was recently charged with violating a protective order, a felony.
He was found in possession of a 9mm Glock handgun. It's documented.
October, Domestic Violence Awareness Month. But judges don't seem to know anything about that, and they are perpetrating a very dangerous trend of letting violent offenders back out, revolving door. They barely have time for the ink to dry on the perp's fingerprints before they get out. And where do they go first? To go stalk and harass and murder the original female victim. I mean, I got a question for you. Joining me, special guest, Chau Nguyen. Now, I want you to know how that's spelled. C-H-A-U, last name, N-G-U-Y-E-N. I usually don't do that, but I want you to be able to find her online on Facebook, Chau Nguyen, on Twitter, at Chau TX, Insta, at Chau Nguyen Houston. She's a licensed trauma therapist. Chau, just the rhetorical question, but just humor me. Why do we even have Domestic Violence Awareness Month? It's total BS.
We keep screaming from the top of our roof to protect survivors. And what they want to do are two things, Nancy. They want to heal from their wounds and they want accountability. And the systems that are meant to protect survivors fail them when perpetrators get out of jail time after time. I mean, can you imagine the abject fear this woman is living in, thinking that her perpetrator, her abuser, is going to jail, but he keeps getting out? That affects your trauma response for a lifetime.
You know what? I hear you, Chau Nguyen, and I want her to get emotionally and mentally well, but I can't do that if she's dead. And seemingly, yeah, that's okay with this judge that keeps letting Julian Chavez out. This Houston, Texas judge. Take a listen to more from our friend Randy Wallace, Fox 26.
Based on court documents, 21-year-old Julian Chavez will not abide by his bond conditions, but he will keep getting new criminal charges.
They keep releasing this guy, and he keeps harassing, stalking, breaking into her home.
Almost all of the misdemeanor and felony charges filed against Chavez involve the same woman. The charges include stalking and harassment.
How could you put any faith in our system when you keep releasing this guy over and over again and he keeps repeating the same crimes over and over again?
Guys, he's not the only horse's ass in this scenario. Julian Chavez is out roaming the streets. We've got a judge to deal with. Take a listen to more from Randy Wallace.
The DA's office asked 232nd Criminal District Court Judge Josh Hill to revoke Chavez's bond and deny bail for the latest charge. Instead, Judge Josh Hill set Chavez's bond at $100,000. Chavez is now a free man.
She filed a protective order. A protective order is supposed to protect victims from their perpetrators, not leave them in fear of their lives.
Who in the H-E-double-L is this horse's rear end, Judge Josh Hill? I'll tell you who he is. An experienced criminal defense lawyer. Think it, let that soak in. So you're a woman who has been stalked and harassed and tortured, and you're in front of a judge whose only history is of criminal defense, defending the perpetrator. And let's just get real. Nicole DeBord-Hotchglob is with me, a renowned criminal defense attorney out of Houston, former prosecutor at HoustonCriminalDefense.com or Twitter DeBord Law. Nicole, can we just get real for a moment? When we hear bond is set at $100,000, well, that is misleading, because all the perp has to put up at most is 10% of that.
Well, that's true, but I have to say there are quite a few things here that are a little bit not quite correct. And one thing that I think is worth pointing out is that this particular judge is well respected by the district attorney's office and by the defense bar because he is a former prosecutor as well as a defense lawyer.
Oh, then that means he should know better.
Well, in Texas, the law requires that the prosecutor make a motion, and the law also requires that the judge give a hearing. This judge has set a hearing as required by law in this particular case. His hands are tied.
So are you telling me that he cannot overrule what a prosecutor offers?
The prosecutor in this case has offered nothing. They have only filed a motion. The law requires that they put on evidence in a hearing. That has not occurred.
So how did he get a bond set without a hearing?
Because that he is absolutely required by the Constitution in the state of Texas and the law to give a bond. If the prosecution wants no bond, they have to have this hearing and present evidence.
Then why did the judge set the bond so low?
This bond for this type of crime is 10 times what it normally is in this jurisdiction for this type of case.
With a guy with this history? You know what? Let's talk about the history. Joining me, Andy Kahn, Director of Victim Services and Advocacy, Crime Stoppers Houston. Andy, this guy has a rap sheet as long as my arm, and the judge and the prosecutor, Nicola's right about that, they both have the rap sheet. They can see what this guy, Julian Chavez, has been doing, yet the judge, in my opinion, gives a low bond.
He has violated his GPS conditions repeatedly. He's been charged with umpteenth amount of crimes while out on multiple bonds. I'm just going to read from the notes that are presented to the magistrate. There are no bond conditions that will protect this complainant. The defendant continues to threaten, harass, and stalk her. Even if you had to grant a bond, you could have made it astronomically high to send a message. You could have said $500,000. You could have easily have done that. And let's keep in mind, his bond had actually been forfeited on the felonies three times because he didn't show up in court. And then they reinstated his bond. Like Randy and I have said in the story that we did, this guy was actually convicted of four offenses and sentenced to time served in a county jail four different times and yet still allowed to remain on felony bond. Yeah, I get it. There's a hearing set. But in the meantime, he's been out.
Okay, so wait, let me understand. The hearing that Nicole DeBord Hochglaube was demanding has actually been set, but instead of letting the defendant sit there for the hearing or move the hearing up, the judge gave a low bond. $10,000 is a low bond when you are a repeat offender. And number one, so the hearing was set, Andy Kahn, based on what you're telling me. And number two, what notes are you talking about? Notes to what magistrate?
Notes when he was taken into custody several times specifically state that no bond conditions will protect this 20-year-old victim who's been repeatedly stalked, harassed, has had her home broken into. He has violated every time there's been a protective order. He's removed and taken off his GPS. I don't know what makes you think by releasing him, he's going to abide by any condition. You and I both know these are the cases that will eventually end up on the 10 o'clock news.
As a murderer.
Someone ends up paying the price, and then we all shrug our shoulders and feign outrage. We have a chance to be proactive in this particular case because the defendant has repeatedly said, I'm not going to abide by anything you give me. So let's cut this out. Put him back in custody, and then you can determine what happens from here. But in the meantime, give this 20-year-old young lady some peace of mind and restore her faith in the justice system.
Before she ends up as another homicide statistic.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's program possible, Easy Breathe. Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed or do-it-yourself kits available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com. Get 20% off today. Thank you, Easy Breathe, for being our partner.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Randy Wallace joining me. You've heard his awesome reporting, joining us from Fox 26 in Houston. Randy, tell me the whole thing. Start at the beginning.
Well, the one thing that I do want to point out is that Judge Josh Hill, he has kind of a history of doing this. He's one of several judges that have released repeat violent offenders out on multiple bonds, and then they go on to allegedly commit a murder. And I mean, Andy and I have seen many times where, especially in these domestic violent situations, where the perpetrator just goes on until they eventually kill the woman. And I mean, it's totally preventable if you just put these people back in jail for violating conditions of their bond.
Hey, Randy. Randy Wallace joining us from Fox 26. So I can hear all that Nicole has to say about him being a former prosecutor and longtime defense attorney and how well respected he is. Really? Because here he is in the headlines, judge answering questions about suspects' bonds. And that's 6 months ago, 8 months ago. And it goes on and on and on. Even the newspapers are writing about his low bonds and how these people get out and commit murder. How did the whole thing start, Randy Wallace?
Well, it all started, I guess, around 2019. It was Andy Kahn who sort of noticed this pattern where these people were out on multiple bonds. And when he first brought it to my attention, I was like, no, Andy, that's not possible. You can't have 6, 7, 8 felony bonds. Well, obviously it was true, and we're up to, I think, 183 Harris County residents who were killed allegedly at the hands of a repeat violent offender who's free from jail on multiple felony bonds. I've never seen anything like it in the three decades that I've been reporting for Fox 26 here in Houston.
Here's another headline where this judge, what's his name again, Randy Wallace? Josh Hill?
Yes.
Okay.
Josh Hill.
According to court records, October 19, a defendant named Tatum charged with murder on a murder, his bond set at $50,000, which means basically he has to put up his mother's house. You know, so that means $5,000 bond. He made a bond a few days later, and while out on bond for that murder, he's charged with ag assault with a deadly weapon. So, long story short, here's a guy denied bond finally on an accused murder, and he was actually out on bond for another murder. And then there's an ag assault in there somewhere. So he's out on bond for murder. He commits another murder. That was all the way back at starting in 2019. And now the same judge has let Julian Chavez out. Randy Wallace, explained to me the degree of stalking and harassment on this 20-year-old female.
Well, I think Andy hit it on the head when he was reading from the court document that basically, and it's true, there's no bond conditions that will protect this woman. He repeatedly violated the terms of his bond. There were a lot of times when he either didn't have on the tracking device or the battery was dead. That's something else, too. I think what really upsets me the most anymore is that, you know, they put these people on monitoring devices. Well, half the time, the defendant doesn't bother to actually get it, or they don't wear it. We've done many stories where the defendant is wearing an electronic monitoring device when they're committing another crime.
To Mike Herman joining me, private investigator. You can find him at Herman Investigations. That's Herman with two N's on the end. HermanInvestigations.com, former lieutenant, author. Mike Herman, he was found. Now, this is while he's out on bond, a low bond set by Judge Josh Hill, who has a terrible reputation of letting people out on bond that shouldn't be out on bond. While he's out on bond, he's in possession of a Glock 9. Explain, what is a Glock 9 and why it's so dangerous?
Well, it's obviously he's in possession of a firearm. The restraining order and protective orders didn't keep him from being able to obtain one. The biggest issues we're seeing is this is nationwide. We've gotten to a point to where we want to protect the criminals out there, and we're under the name of reform, where you're constantly getting released where you should be. Some of these guys need to stay in custody, but they constantly get released and they keep committing these crimes, and then they go out with all these charges and he's still able to get hold of a weapon. And yes, this poor girl's going to end up dead down the line, and nobody's going to hold this guy responsible for his actions, but we want to make excuses that it's the system, and then you want to blame law enforcement for not doing their job. Well, how many times are they supposed to go out and
let me tell you exactly what he did. So he goes to the victim's home, and again, remind you, he's already on multiple protective orders, and she doesn't open the door. He kicks the door open three or four times. Then the complainant, young lady, she ran into the kitchen. The defendant stops. He punches a mirror that was hanging on the wall. Then he's also found while there, after the police come, he's found in possession of a 9mm Glock handgun. This was just the latest offense that he had. 6 months earlier, he broke into her home and basically vandalized and destroyed it just to let her know that I'm still here. No charges are going to stop me. No conditions of bond are going to stop me. And I am going to terrorize you as often as I can. Yet I continue to go back and say, you know what? This defendant pretty much bares his bones as to who and what he is repeatedly. But the system keeps allowing him out to do what he does best. And we all know where this is going to end up one day if we continue to let him out in the community, which appears to be the norm these days.
I was mentioning and questioning what exactly is a Glock 9. It's a Glock 9 millimeter weapon. And despite how long the Glock 9 has been around, due to innovations in the ammunition lethality and the squeeze greater performance, it is now billed as one of the top five deadliest nine millimeter ever. And here this guy is, who has multiple protection orders against him and is out on bond. Here he is with a loaded Glock 9. To Randy Wallace, joining us, Fox 26, how can that be? How can there be so many protective orders? And basically, hold on, Nicole DeBoer, Watch Globe, what is a protective order exactly?
So in Harris County, the prosecutor has the, well, in all counties in Texas, the prosecutor has the option to file, when there is a case involving domestic violence allegations, a protective order. And in the state of Texas, it is also a crime to violate those conditions. It has been the regular practice in this county for many years to go ahead and file the order. It has been a less consistent practice by the district attorney's office to actually file criminal charges when they violate.
Okay, my question to you was, what is a protective order for people that don't know?
So a protective order is an order from the court saying that they cannot, a person charged with a crime involving domestic violence cannot go anywhere near the residence, workplace, or school of children involving the complainant in the case. And if they do, they could be charged with a crime.
Randy Wallace, Fox 26, how many do we even know protective orders have been filed against Julian Chavez? I'm sure there was one in this case.
Yes, several. And he's basically ignored them. And the court has allowed him to ignore them because nothing is done to him. And one thing I want to point out real quick, there was a period of time in Harris County where you didn't have to have 10% of the bond amount. There were bail bonding companies that 2, 3, 4% was all you needed of the bond amount to get out of jail.
To you, Andy Kahn, explain how the bail bondsman fit into this when you can't. So this judge, this weak judge, Josh Hill, gives $100,000 bail. So then that means you only have to put up 10% of that, which is $10,000. But if Julian Chavez doesn't have 10 grand or property worth 10 grand, he goes to a bail bondsman. And explain how that works. He's got to have basically nothing in exchange for a bond.
Well, based on his financial affidavit, he doesn't work. He doesn't know where he lives because he only says he's been living at this place for 2 weeks. So it's a great mystery where he keeps up coming up with all the money for all these bonds. But obviously somebody's putting up the bond for him. So prior to April, or actually May of 2022, there were several bonding companies in Harris County that kind of figured out that we don't even have to do 10%. We can put you on a payment plan. And some of them were going 2%, 3%, 4%, and then kind of like buying a car every month, you would put up some money to continue the bond. Whether that was done in this case, we really don't know, but it's against policy right now in Harris County to do a less than 10% bond. And let's keep in mind, in this particular case, he has already been convicted twice of violating a protective order, and he was actually sentenced to time in a Harris County jail for several hundred days. So you've got convictions of violating a protective order. You've got convictions of criminal trespassing, all in which he breaks into the victim's home. You have felony stalking charges. And now finally you get another felony violating a protective order. Only this time he's found in possession of a 9mm Glock handgun, and he's still allowed to return back to the community.
Is it true, Nicole DeBoer, Hotch Globe, joining us, lawyer in Houston, that this judge has released 10 defendants on bond who went on to allegedly commit murder?
Let me tell you a little secret. Whether this judge has or not, I do not know. But the next judge that sits on this bench, if it's not this same judge, will do exactly the same thing.
Okay, stop. If you don't know the answer, that's okay. But you, I don't think, are a soothsayer or a fortune teller or a clairvoyant. So you have no idea what the next judge may or may not do. And yes, I'm not sure that you know that there are several lawyers on the panel. We all know about the Constitution. We all know that there are bail hearings required under the Constitution. But whether the judge grants it or goes along with what the DA says or suggests is not determined by the Constitution. The judge determines that. Andy Kahn, now I've got to consider the source, and I'm taking it with a box of salt, but Joshua Norman running against Hill, which thank God somebody's running against him. I don't know the man. I wouldn't know him if he jumped up and bit me in the neck. I don't have a dog in this fight. But I do know what the stats are saying about Judge Josh Hill. So his competitor, Josh Norman, and again, take it with a box of salt, says Hill has released 10 defendants who go on bond. They go on to commit alleged murder. But it's not just those 10. I'm talking about this case right now. Chavez.
Well, keep in mind, too, that while on bond, he forfeited his bond. So he didn't even show up in court. So I don't know what more you need to think that this person represents a danger to community. Okay, and even let's go back and say you have to give a bond, and I get that.
You have to have a bond hearing. That's what you have to do. You have to have a hearing. Go ahead.
This guy is such a threat to the community. It's fairly obvious. So instead of putting it $100,000, you could have sent the message and saying, you know what, Mr. Chavez, every time I release you on bond, you commit another offense. Enough is enough. This time you were found in possession of a 9mm Glock handgun. I'm going to set the bond astronomically high so you can't meet it. That didn't happen. So now we're putting this young lady's life in danger.
And it's not the first time it's happened. We were just reporting on Kiara Hudson in upstate New York. Take a listen to our cut to be our friends from WKBW.
She's just been trying to get help. I've been with her, going to police stations. She's been texting me, sending me videos, giving me her phone password just in case.
Montasia Jeter says her sister, Kiara Hudson, was in an abusive relationship, even posting a disturbing video on social media that shows her getting beaten up. Jeter says her sister was staying with her mother because she feared for her life.
She's been staying at my mom's house for the last 2 days. And that she was going to go to court today because he was trying to get custody.
But she never made it to court or work. Family members telling me Kiara strapped on a bulletproof vest before leaving the house Wednesday morning, got in her SUV with her three kids, and was on her way to drop them off at school when she was shot and killed.
Shot and killed. Mom's so afraid she was wearing a bulletproof vest. But listen to this. Our friends at WIVB, cut 16B.
Adam Benefield's past includes an escape from a local jail and a violent domestic incident with an ex-girlfriend. Back in March 2000, Benefield was armed with a shotgun when he abducted his estranged girlfriend and another woman on the Kensington Expressway before leading police on a high-speed chase. He was 22 at the time of the incident. Then, in September of the same year, while awaiting trial, he escaped from the Erie County Correctional Facility in Alden by climbing over a 15-foot wall.
That was Kiara Hudson, but let's go back to what's happening right there in Houston. Take a listen to our cut 13.
The greatest love a person can have is giving their life for another person, and that's exactly what she did.
On Saturday, police say Bochum was trying to help her coworker get inside the business after Humphrey stole her purse.
And was wrestling with the guy, trying to get him away where she could shut the door and lock it. And he stuck a gun up there and shot her.
Humphrey was shot to death Monday by sheriff's deputies fearing he was armed. 28-year-old Nathan Humphrey Jr. was a career criminal.
Here's someone as a teenager
You go back and look at his record. He got 5 years in the penitentiary, you know, back in 2012 for aggravated robbery with a deadly weapon.
In August of last year, Humphrey was freed from jail with a personal recognizance bond for a terroristic threat charge. He never returned to court, but picked up two felony assault charges. He was a wanted fugitive when officials say he gunned down 59-year-old Robin Bochum, the manager of a Northside Cracker Barrel.
You know what? Let's bring it back to this case and what we call Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Take a listen to our friend Randy Wallace. In Cut 25.
Some judges here in Harris County are behind a disturbing trend. Back in 2017, only 30 defendants were granted bond for violating a protective order. Last year, that number rose to 420.
Joshua Norman, who's running against 232nd Criminal District Court Judge Josh Hill, says Judge Hill has released 10 defendants on bond who went on to allegedly commit murder.
It's 10 people that perhaps didn't need to lose their lives for a variety of different reasons, but it's not good for the community. It basically is terrible for public safety.
Judge Josh Hill told us he, of course, cannot discuss a pending case, but says he might consider doing an interview later this week.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's program possible, Easy Breathe. Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed or do-it-yourself kits available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com. Get 20% off today. Thank you, Easy Breathe, for being our partner.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Some judges here in Harris County are behind a disturbing trend. Back in 2017, only 30 defendants were granted bond for violating a protective order. Last year, that number rose to 420.
Joshua Norman, who's running against 232nd Criminal District Court Judge Josh Hill, says Judge Hill has released 10 defendants on bond who went on to allegedly commit murder.
It's 10 people that perhaps didn't need to lose their lives for a variety of different reasons, but it's not good for the community. It basically is terrible for public safety.
Judge Josh Hill told us he, of course, cannot discuss a pending case, but says he might consider doing an interview later this week.
Can't discuss. Okay, Randy Wallace joining us from Fox 26 Houston. I want to get back on track with Julian Chavez. Where does the case stand right now?
Well, right now, he's basically walking the streets among us. And I mean, it's hard to even believe that somebody could be accused of all the things that he's accused of, all the violations, and yet he's a free man as we speak.
A free man, Andy Kahn. A free man, Mike Herman, Nicole DeBord, Hodge Globe. Weigh in, Mike Herman.
You're basically telling the victims here that the system's not going to protect you. They don't care. It doesn't care about you. You're on your own, and you're forcing them to take the steps to have to figure out how they're going to defend themselves or hide away while you're allowing these people to go out and just take advantage and do anything they want to do. It's, again, yeah, he's out on a bond and he's got a loaded handgun on him, and still you're going to get released. It just makes no sense.
To Andy Kahn, the director of the Victim Services and Advocacy at Crime Stoppers of Houston, Andy, could you again, for me and for others that didn't get it the first time, because there was so much, it was like drinking out of the fire hydrant. What exactly is it alleged Chavez did to the young female victim in this case?
The latest case, and keep in mind there's 9 other charges for him which he's been convicted of, where he broke into her home, chased her, smashed her window, and displayed a 9mm Glock handgun. That's what he's currently out on bond for now. The district attorney's office asked for no bail. They also stated no conditions of bond will keep this victim safe. He has violated every condition of bond every time you have released him in the last 2 years. He's been convicted 4 times while out on bond, yet he's back out again. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens in the light of some of the coverage that we put on this particular case. But my concern is for this 20-year-old who has to live in fear every second, every minute of somebody who's repeatedly shown he's not going to do anything you ask him.
Did I hear you correctly that the prosecutors asked for no bond?
That is correct. I'm looking right at the document right here. No bail requested.
Nicole DeBord Hodge Globe, I thought you said that was not the case.
No, that is the case. The problem in Harris County is that they file these as forms and then don't follow up with the necessary evidence required by state law. In this case, they have actually asked for a hearing, which is the necessary second step. They actually have to present evidence. They can't just file the form. The judge's hands are tied. He cannot hold someone at no bond just because they file the form.
Okay, question. How about the fact that he could read the documents? Judge Josh Hill had all these documents about Chavez.
That he doesn't have the documents.
Are you telling me, Nicole, that he doesn't have the defendant's rap sheet in front of him?
He doesn't until they admit it as part of the hearing.
That is absolutely not true. When a judge looks at a bond, whether it's part of a hearing or not, the judge has the rap sheet at the bare minimum in his judicial file or hers. It does not have to be submitted by the prosecutor. The judge has that in his or her own file. This judge...
They've got to submit judgment.
As I was trying to say, Andy Kahn, when a judge has a bond decision, whether it's a full-on hearing or granting the bond, they have the defendant's rap sheet. Judge Josh Hill knew who this guy is and what his rap sheet was when he cut him loose.
I would be stunned if he didn't know what was happening, because he said $100,000 bond, which is rather high for violence. So you had to have known this person was a repeat offender in order to set what you presume to be a high bond. And also, one of the bills that we passed last session, Senate Bill 6, actually required that the criminal history be read and actually signed off on, at least by a magistrate, before you grant a bond. It would be stunning to hear that this particular judge was not aware of his criminal history and proclivity to violate his bond umpteenth amount of times.
Back to Randy Wallace, Fox 26, Houston. You asked the judge to give a comment. What happened?
He basically, like I said in the piece, you know, he said that he can't of course, comment on a pending case in his court, but he was considering doing an interview. I've been doing Breaking Bond about these judges, an ongoing series, for more than 2 years, and there's only one current judge that's actually done an interview. She appeared on the Behind Breaking Bond, the live stream that I do with Andy Kahn, Judge. Oh, Andy, I can't think of her name. What's her name?
The Marissa Antu, 482nd.
Yes. Yes. But these judges are just, they want to do these things. They don't want to answer any questions about it. And if a judge cannot actually put you in jail for violating the conditions of your bond, what's the whole reason behind it? Why even bother?
Right now, Chavez is walking free. His 20-year-old victim remains unnamed because she is afraid. We wait as justice unfolds. Nancy Grace, Crime Story, signing off. Goodbye, friend.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's crime stories possible. It's Lisa Mattress, a collaboration between Lisa and West Elm. The natural hybrid is made from natural latex, natural wool, and environmentally safe foams. The natural hybrid elevates your sleep and supports. Go to Lisa.com/Nancy to learn more. That's LEESA.com/Nancy.
Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's program possible, Easy Breathe. Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed or do-it-yourself kits available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com. Get 20% off today. Thank you, Easy Breathe, for being our partner.